Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Everything we've done since training camp is we want to earn the right to be a playoff team.
Richard Glove save! Mike Smith, a game saver! And he got run over by Zach Cassian.
Be like one of those top teams, and we're working our way to that level.
Connor McDavid danced around Morgan Riley. Denied by Smith, who saves the game again. Josh Archibald wins the game!
My message today is we're trying to win.
One timer score! We are Draisaitl, right circle!
No risk, no gain.
And now we're gonna have a goalie in action! This is NHL overtime!
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins.
This is Oscar Plattner.
This is Leon Draisaitl.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
This is Oil Country.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Service for all brands of print equipment in your office?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca. Now, Bob Stauffer on
the official radio station of your Edmonton Oilers, 630 CHED.
Scott joining you on Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Brendan, is that Whitesnake to open today's show?
It is.
Tell us why.
David Coverdale turns 69 years old today. He's in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame as a member of Deep Purple, but as I understand it, this was what came after that for him.
Yeah, one of the greatest videos of all time involving Tawny Kitaen, who some of you old schoolers remember, played a critical part in the movie Bachelor Party with Tom Hanks back in the day. Later, married Chuck Finley, did Tawny Kitaen, after she divorced David Coverdale. They were married for a couple of years, and then she ended up marrying Chuck Finley, and that relationship came to a rather sad demise in which she actually got charged for something that occurred during the course of the relationship, something that would be frowned upon today. This is Oilers Now, but Whitesnake had a couple cool songs back in the day. Deep Purple, that's kind of speaks for itself. A little bit of retro out of the gate for you on Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. The day after the NHL Awards, that is our top story today for our friends at Legacy Heating and Cooling, home of no payments and no interest for 1 year. Leon Draisaitl, chosen by the players as the winner of the Ted Lindsay Award, chosen by the media, 150 writers and about 20 at-large nationally based broadcast personalities. We'll pick it up 91 of the roughly 170 votes for first place for the Hart Trophy, a double winner for the Oilers forward. Leon Draisaitl, by the way, will join us today at about 12:15. He's currently over in Europe, so we'll attempt to negotiate contact at that time. Sportsnet's Mark Spector for the horses in Horse Racing Alberta. It is a Tuesday. We will remind you at this time the Canadian Derby takes place Sunday. That's September 27th out at Century Mile. Fan access limited, but you can watch and wager online at hbibet.com. And another friend of the show, actually a guy that for 1 year played with Spec on his team. He would go on and play roughly 400 games in the NHL. Longtime television analyst of the Washington Capitals, Al May. Here's how you get hold of us. You reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline, 780-496-0063. All slot machines, table games now open at the River Cree. Their poker room is open. Be sure to try one of their 9 dining options, including the brand new Italia as well. The River Cree Resort and Casino. Excitement. Bet on it. And you can text us at 780-496-0063 on the Ashley Fine Floors text line. Ashley Fine Floors, ready for your kids' pregame warm-up. We'll get to sort of the Oilers Now Audio Vault. Actually, we'll probably do a live version of that with Leon here in about 5 minutes' time. Brendan, at this stage, I know I tweeted out last night after just a quick rip for you from my perspective regarding Draisaitl. He led the NHL in points. The Oilers had the best special teams in the National Hockey League, combined special teams in the last 40 years in the NHL. They had the best power play in over 40 years. Draisaitl led the NHL in power play points, and he plays on 3-on-5 situations on the PK, not to mention taking critical draws. I'm not surprised Draisaitl was the Hart Trophy winner, nor am I surprised that the players chose Draisaitl as the Ted Lindsay Award winner. I know that the fact of the matter is he received the majority of the first place votes from the media, and we haven't seen a vote yet from the players, but for me, both parties got it right. It's interesting, some of the criticism, well, what about the plus minus? And as we've reiterated on the show, Brendan, 5-on-5, in true 5-on-5 situations, Draisaitl was a plus 7 this year. And I'm not surprised he won. I'm not surprised that he didn't get everybody's vote. That's people's prerogative. Give me your take.
I think that given that he won the Lindsay in the first place, like that was the true barometer, because to me, the players know, and if the players are willing to sort of, vote beyond the defensive zone play, which I don't even necessarily look at as being egregiously bad, although you see some people out there, like I saw him as low as 5 on some lists, if you follow me on Twitter, which just had me scratching my head. Like, what are you watching? It's not like he won the scoring race by a couple of points. He won it by 15 over the best player in the world offensively. So, or 10 or whatever it was. You know what I mean? So if they had voted Leon as the player's vote and another guy as the Hart Trophy vote, then we would have probably had an issue, in my opinion. But, everybody stepped up and did the right thing, regardless of the deblending of opinions.
Yeah, and, there's some guys that use some different... I think there was only a couple people that didn't have Draisaitl in their top 5. I know the last guy that would worry about this would be Leon. That's kind of just the nature of his personality. Mark Spector and myself are going to have a conversation coming up at 12:35. Spec used to be the former head of the Professional Hockey Writers Association. Frank Ciravelli from TSN is, despite the fact that he appeared on this show first, is contractually obligated only at the stage. We don't have access to him. That's fine. Maybe we will one day. We'll see. He currently heads up the Professional Hockey Writers Association. He's a real grinder. He does excellent work. So it's intriguing. It's interesting to me to see kind of, how it all played out. To be frank with you, I thought the vote might be closer than it actually turned out to be. And it's interesting that you've got a scenario where, McDavid and McKinnon got the most, Draisaitl and McKinnon got the most amount of votes. Connor McDavid, 5th. I know Jack Michaels brought up a valid point last night. If somebody had told you at the start of the year that Connor would come in 3rd at center. Just think about that for a second. McDavid had 97 points. You can make a strong argument. Edmonton could have had the first and second team all-star centers in the NHL. And the irony of that? I'll say it right now. Knowing the two players, and I'm by no means, you know, hey, I'm not in the room, but I will tell you, I know enough about those two guys. They would take team success over individual success any day of the week. There's a difference between having fun with fans in other markets and belittling the accomplishments. You know, there's some terrific players around the league. Again, it's not a prerogative that you have to select a player that you personally think should be number one. You know, or that the fans think of number one. I mean, there's lots of dissenting view, but there actually, in this situation, didn't turn out to be that much dissenting opinion. The majority of the voters chose Leon Draisaitl for the Hart Trophy amongst the writers and broadcasters. And again, the players chose Draisaitl as well, which to me is a sign that they got it right. We will endeavor in...
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
About 90 seconds time to hook up with Leon Draisaitl, who I believe is currently over in Europe. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Jajar Kara from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Thanks, Jajar, out of the Southside home office today. Bob Stauffer hosting the show, and we are pleased to be joined on the line right now by the NHL's Ted Lindsay Award winner and the Hart Trophy winner. We welcome back Leon Draisaitl. Leon, how you doing?
Good, Bob. How are you?
Good. It's been a half a day now. You know, I know you wanted the team success, but as it sort of kicked in that, you know, first of all, your peers selected you the Ted Lindsay Award winner.
Yeah, I mean, it's obviously a huge honor. There's no secret about that. It's a special day for me, or a special night last night. Late here in Europe, so had to stay up late for that one, but it was well worth it. But yeah, I mean, there's so many people I have to thank for this, you know. Just by myself, I'm not getting anywhere close, so there's just so many people that I have to thank, and you know, I'm very fortunate and very lucky to have those people around.
You know, you're on a team where people might argue the best player in the world is Connor McDavid, and he's on that team. How much do you and Connor, I'll ask you, how much has Connor helped you grow and become a better player? And how much do you guys drive each other continuously on a day-to-day basis to improve as players?
Yeah, I mean, he's helped me a lot. You know, he's arguably the best player in the world, and you know, being around him on a day-to-day basis is, I think it helps any player, no matter who it is. So I've learned a lot from him. I would like to think that, you know, we have a very healthy competition, and we push each other, and there's days where he learns something from me, and there's days where I learn something from him, and I think that, you know, makes us a good duo. And yeah, we just love that healthy competition, and we push each other every day.
December 31st against the New York Rangers, things changed for the Oilers, and you started centering, you kind of moved away from playing with Connor. Early in January, Kyler Yamamoto and Ryan Nugent-Hopkins ended up on your wing. You guys were the best line in the NHL before we got to the pause. Those guys played a big factor. You led the league in scoring from December 31st on the rest of the way. Of course, you won the scoring race, the Art Ross, but how much did they help out making this happen for you?
Well, I mean, it's huge. Like, it's just, they're such good players, those two. You know, they make it you know, pretty simple to find that chemistry with them, and then obviously we ended up clicking and working out well. So I think we all three of us, we enjoy playing with each other, and you know, eventually when you build that chemistry with someone, it just becomes kind of natural, right? So yeah, a huge thank you goes out to those two guys that you know, helped me along the way, and I think we just supported each other so well, us three.
The best combined special teams, Leon, in over 40 years, best power play in 40 years, new coaching staff, though Glenn Gullitson was back running the power play. You're on the PK as well of Jim Playfair. Coaching play a factor in this as well?
Well, of course. I mean, they came in and they've tweaked a few things, and the same goes for Kenny, right? Like, he made the right moves, and he brought in guys that made us better. So the whole coaching staff and management staff, you know, they play such a huge role in this, and you know, they taught us so many things, and they had us playing the right way, and that leads into individual success. So like I said early on, there's so many people that I would have to name right now that helped me along the way. So coaches and management, obviously, at the top of the list for that one, for sure.
Now, the story goes you wear number 29 because a guy named Ben Thompson, and I did his games too at the University of Alberta, he was the guy you looked up to when your dad was coaching over in Germany. At that time, could you have ever envisioned, Leon, one day a German player would be the National Hockey League Hart Trophy and Ted Lindsay Award winner?
No, to be honest with you, no. Never in my wildest dreams would I have thought that at that time. But, you know, I think that shows you what can happen when you keep working and you're around great people and they push you and they want the best for you. And, you know, I'm very fortunate and very lucky to you know, have so much trust from the Oilers organization and obviously the fans as well.
Is it true you stopped playing hockey for a year, Leon, when you were a kid?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I was a little. I hated the getting dressed and getting changed again, and it took too long for me. So I took a year off, went to soccer, played soccer for a year, and yeah, that wasn't really my sport. And yeah, went back to hockey, and you know, pretty happy I did that.
Leon, every coach I had between the age of 8 and 15 wished I'd stop playing hockey, so I was such a headache for them. But no, it's an interesting one. So you know, you've had obviously the personal success here this season. You play on a team with Connor. There's some other good players. You guys didn't get to the level you needed to get to coming out of La Paz. How do you kind of, do you have to ensure that you don't overreact to, you know, the uniqueness of the situation, or do you have to react to the fact that you guys didn't play at the level that you needed to play at to have success when we got back into it and returned to play?
Yeah, I think you have to find a balance. I mean, we all know it was a unique situation. But at the same time, every team was in that situation, and every team started at the same day and started the same way. So there's no excuses that way. We did not play good enough to advance as a team and go further, and that's obviously on us leaders as well. And you know, sometimes it takes that in your career to learn that, and I think. The way I know our guys in our group, we're going to come back next year and you know, be very determined and you know, make sure that this never happens again. So sometimes I don't want to say you need it, but sometimes it might not be that bad. So I know our group, and like I said, we'll come back next year and we'll be ready to go.
Corey Clouston, coach in Prince Albert, he told me, Bob, this guy's going to be way better than people think. He turned out to be right. That said, is there anything that you're going to, like, I know you work on a lot of aspects of your game, but is there anything you're going to specifically look to try to improve carrying forward?
Just my all-around game. Obviously, right now, it's more about my physical standpoint in terms of the shape of my body and my athleticism. So I'm working hard on that right now and eventually getting on the ice and, you know, working on everything that, you know, I think makes me a good player and everything that I know that I have to do a lot better. So just all-around game, that's what I'm going to be working at.
Leon, congratulations again on winning the Ted Lindsay Award voted upon by the players, winning the Hart Trophy voted upon by the media. Well deserved it. We appreciate you taking time to join us. Hopefully after you get the interviews done, you can get a little bit of a break and then get back at her. We appreciate your time, Leon.
Yeah, thank you very much. Appreciate it.
You bet. That is the Hart Trophy winner, the Ted Lindsay Award winner, Edmonton Oilers forward Leon Draisaitl. 12:25 in Edmonton. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you on Oilers Now. I want to tell you, there's an old saying in the car business, cars cost less in Wetaskiwin. Employee pricing at Brent Ridge Ford in Wetaskiwin until the end of September. They're known for their outstanding customer service. It's a key to business. Brent Ridge Ford is a 9-time President's Diamond Award winner for customer satisfaction. They'll provide you with outstanding service at the time of the purchase. They'll continue that standard of service after the sale as well. So let Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at Brent Ridge Ford lend a hand by calling 1-877-477-3673 or go online at brentridge.com. As we go to NHL today for a complete rundown of last night's awards as well as an update on the Stanley Cup Final, NHL today is brought to you daily by Elite Promotional Marketing. They've got face masks for everyone. Visit their online face mask shop by going to ElitePromoMarketing.com. Back at the 630 Chet Studios, Brendan Escott.
The Lightning counterpunched in the Cup Final last night, taking Game 2, 3-2 to knot that series at a game apiece. Tampa's power play scoring the first two goals of the game. Game 3 tomorrow night from Rogers Place, live here on Ched, 6 p.m. puck drop. AGHL veteran Brooks Bandits fans will remember Cale Makar, of course. He won the Calder Trophy as the Rookie of the Year last night. Nashville's captain Roman Josi is your Norris winner. Jets fans will agree with the selection of Connor Hellebuck as the Vezina winner, and of course Leon Draisaitl with both the Hart and the Ted Lindsay. This morning, Bob Bubner officially named the head coach of the San Jose Sharks. He was promoted from assistant to interim head coach when Peter DeBoer was let go last season. The agent for Islanders goaltender Tomas Greiss said that he will test free agency this offseason. The NHL said they will start the buyout window on Friday of this week. So this is where we'll see some of these big contracts that aren't necessarily being lived up to cut free, particularly with this cap crunch. The window ends October 8th. That's the day before free agent frenzy. And former Leafs and Rangers standout Bob Nevin passed early yesterday at 82 years old.
Yeah, solid depth player for the Maple Leafs way back in the day. I'm just trying to think. He might have been on the 66-67 championship team. That would be the last time the Toronto Maple Leafs have played in a Stanley Cup final. Bob Stauffer and Brendan Escott with you. You know, Brendan, you could just hear with Draisaitl, you know, the comfort level, the ongoing, you know, and I just remember Corey Clouston in 2013-14. PA came in late in the regular season that year to play the Edmonton Oil Kings. Draisaitl was sort of a consensus top four pick at that time. There was Sam Bennett. There was Sam Reinhart. Bennett playing for Kingston. Reinhart for the Kootenay Ice. Reinhart had a mammoth playoff series against Calgary. I think he had like 18 points in one series or something like that. Draisaitl had to play the Edmonton Oil Kings with Tristan Jarry. And I remember Jim Matheson and myself sitting there watching the game up in the press box at Rexall Place. And Jim looks at me and goes, I think they only got two guys. So, by the way, Nevin was with the New York Rangers in 66-67, so I was incorrect, but he was on their 62 and 63 Stanley Cup championship teams before he was moved to the Rangers in 63. I wonder if he was in the Andy Bathgate trade. Just looking at that time frame, yes, he was in the Andy Bathgate trade where the Maple Leafs went and brought in a terrific player. Bob Nevin passing away yesterday at the age of 82. Anyhow, watching Leon with the PA Raiders, Craig McTavish definitely was the general manager at the time that Draisaitl was selected number one, number three by the Oilers. In a retro draft, would he go number one? Him or Pasternak would be the first two picks, I think, that we'd probably be looking at Ekblad at number three in that draft right now. By the way, I'm hearing rumors Ekblad might be available. It's interesting. Off to a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. Mark Spector, Sportsnet Spec for the horses and horse racing Alberta when we return on Oilers Now.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.